I am Plant on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. Eat Vancouver is on this week, the 30th and 31st of May, and June 1st at BC Place Stadium. It's a popular cooking festival and food expo. Every year, tens of thousands of food fans and consumers descend to sample the wares of food and beverage manufacturers. There are over 250 exhibit booths. The other draw are the chefs who appear at the Food Network's Celebrity Chef Stage. Joining me now is one of Canada's biggest food stars, who'll make his first appearance at Eat Vancouver, Vikram Vij. The chef, restaurateur, and best-selling author will appear throughout the weekend. Visit eat-vancouver.com for tickets and information. Vikram Vij is the owner and proprietor of Vij's, the popular restaurant in Vancouver, described by the New York Times as among the finest Indian restaurants in the world. Along with his wife, Mehru Dalwala, who's been on this program before, they run Vij's, Rangoli, which is next door, Vij's Railway Express, a popular food truck in Vancouver, Seattle Chanique, and the 28,000-square-foot plant in Surrey that produces the popular grocery line of frozen foods. I also understand there's a soon-to-be-open restaurant in the Surrey area. They're unstoppable. And with all that, Mr. Vij is a judge on the Food Network's Top Chef Canada, Chopped Canada, and the CBC's Recipe to Riches. And in the fall, we'll join the cast of CBC's Dragon's Den. Visit vijs.ca for more information. Please welcome to the Plant Online program, Vikram Vij. Chef Vij, good morning.
Thank you very much. Namaste, everybody.
Thanks for joining us. So it's 1 p.m. when we're talking. Have you had lunch yet?
Yeah, we just had a little lunch. Mehru and I had a little meeting going on, and so we had lunch, and we went to have some sushi.
Ah, I see.
Because we are both curried out. We are, you know, when you're immersed in curry day in and day out, you just kind of take a little step back, and you want to have something that's so simple and delicious and flavorful.
I read somewhere that you and your family liked going to the legendary noodle on Main, which is just south of King Edward, but that's gone now. I like that spot, too.
That was our favorite Sunday spot. We used to go in the afternoon at around 1:30,
yeah.
And we loved the fact that the old man used to make those noodles there, and the wife actually worked in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And I thought that was like unbelievable on the 25th in Main. And then they sold it, and then they actually moved down on Denman Street.
Oh, I see.
So they actually have a shop on Denman Street still. The mother has kind of retired. The son's taken over. Dad kind of also just goes to the back and just kind of hangs out, but he's really not doing much.
Yeah. But there are places like that in the city that you all go to, right?
Yes. I mean, we just went to Shiro on Cambie and 15th.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because we live around the place. And we just, you know, walked around and, you know, went to see the new shop on Cambie Street. And, you know, so, yeah, we love going to places like this. For us, it's not always about fancy. For us, it's more about just having fun and to be able to have a conversation and, you know, the way Mehru is and how melodramatic she gets. the noise should be able to drown her voice. If you went to a little quiet restaurant, people would think we are fighting.
Don't you have a place at Cambie and 15th soon to open?
Yes. Well, soon means 7 months away, 6 months away.
Oh,
so probably November, December is what we're looking at.
And then so that'll replace the one on your Granville, right?
Yes, that'll replace. And where Vij's is right now will be a new concept of ours. So it'll be Rangoli, it'll be the new concept. The new concept moved to Vij's on Cambie and 15th.
So the Cambie and 15th one, I'm assuming, is a lot bigger than the one where Vij's is now. Is that right?
I would not say a lot. I would probably say by 15 seats more.
Oh,
Vij's right now is 65 seats, and the new Vij's is going to be probably like around 85 seats. I mean, I still want people to be able to come and have some fun and, you know, give them enough space to be able to breathe a little bit, basically.
Now, you're one of the bigger stars when it comes to food in Canada. When you travel throughout the country, are you recognized?
You know, this is a conversation that just came about with me on Dragon's Den. I was doing a show, and somebody said something to me, and I kind of just went off a little bit. And here's our philosophy, or here's my philosophy. You know, you go to school to become a doctor, so you should be called a doctor. You go to school to become a lawyer, you should be called a lawyer. You go to school to become a chef, you should be called a chef. But you don't go to school to become a celebrity. There is no school for a celebrity. recognizing somebody is different, but calling somebody a celebrity is way too wrong. I mean, why is somebody a celebrity? So, I think calling somebody what they've gone to school. So, if you've gone to school to become a sommelier, you are entitled to a title of sommelier. You've done your PhD, you're entitled to be a doctor. But nothing is called a celebrity. So, being recognized as Vikram Vij or Chef Vikram Vij or being in the industry and having worked, I would say yes, I enjoy that. But to be called a celebrity chef, I always say, why are you calling me celebrity? Just call somebody chef, you know, uh-huh. Work in the kitchen or you know, in that sense, Meeru as well, right? She should be called chef because she works in the kitchen.
Yeah.
She organizes, she runs the kitchen of both the restaurants and her own restaurant called Shanik in Seattle.
But so when people recognize you, say, at airports or on the street, do they ask you about food or?
Some people do. Some people come up and complain that, you know, the dishes that they made from the cookbook didn't turn out to be as they had expected. Sometimes people will come up and say, oh, you know, some people will say, oh, my God, we love this dish. We absolutely love it. We loved cooking from your cookbook. And blah, 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 you know. And you just take it with a grain of salt. You just take it and say, okay, thank you very much for your feedback. And some people will say, we came to your restaurant and, you know, the wait was too long. I mean, I wish there was a little bit of a lesser wait time or something like that. So you get all kinds of people, you know. Once in a blue moon, somebody will say, oh, my God, you know, I made this dish and the sauce was a little runny. Not that it didn't work. It just, it's like, it's the sauce was a little runny. I'll be like, well, what stove did you cook it on? Like, on my electric stove? And I said, well, that's the difference. Can't just cook out of on an electric stove and not try different things to figure out, right? Because we are cooking on a commercial stove, you know, at home we have a heavy-duty stove, and Amiru's done a thorough enough job to make sure that it pleases everybody. But sometimes you just find somebody, once in a blue one, says that.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that interested me when I talked to Meru a few years ago for the last cookbook you did, and I guess this is a philosophy that you've always had in the 20 years that you've been in business, is the importance of local ingredients. And I guess when you're at Eat Vancouver next week, that's something that you'll be highlighting as well, right?
Correct. And the goal has always been, but you know, it's not about local eating. It's about saying, let's bring the Indian village mentality to the plate, which is, if a farmer grows his or her onions, mm-hmm. and the one guy grows tomatoes, and the other one grows garlic, and the other one has chicken, you everybody has their wares. They come to the market at 7 o'clock in the evening and sell their wares, you know, like a little village style. So this farmer's markets are eating local. It's a very Indian village thing to do because they don't have the infrastructure to go and get tomatoes from, you know, from California. I mean, who in India would be able to drive for 1,000 kilometers? They don't even have refrigeration there.
Yeah.
My God, the tomatoes ripen so fast in India that you have like 2 to 3 crops a year because of the heat, right? So eating local was not the kind of, we never got onto the bandwagon of saying we're eating local. We got onto the bandwagon of saying, this makes sense to us. Why would I buy a frozen fish from India,
mm-hmm.
when I can have fresh, local, sustainable seafood from, you know, from British Columbia.
Yeah. And in the 20 years that Vidges has been open, because it has been 20 years, right? 1994?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've noticed, I guess, the tastes in this country change. I mean, Indian food has become very popular, even mainstream, if you will.
Yeah, and you know, that was the goal at the time. When we first opened the restaurant up, our goal was to bring awareness to the cuisine and to make sure that people actually started understanding us, that we were not considered as one of those ethnic cuisines that's kind of just tucked under the carpet, right? It's a cuisine that people will take it seriously and they'll understand that the spices play an extremely important role in our cooking. And that was the goal. So if you say that it has become mainstream, that means Meeru and I have achieved the goal that we started on and started with the goal, basically. And not only have we achieved, but there is still so much to do because we just brought awareness to the Indian food. Now it's time to bring out awareness to this regional Indian food, smaller styles of Indian food, of India, and that's why my Shanti will come into the place, will be to break it down. It's like, here, if the analogy was to be made, you know, like now that we have the advantage that people are enjoying wines, mm-hmm. now I want people to not only just enjoy wines, I want them to understand that Italy produces Sangiovese and California produces great Cabs and Chardonnays, and France produces great, you know, Mourvèdre and Carignans, and Australia produces Shirazes. Like, it's time to start breaking things down at a micro level so that people start understanding the nuances of the cuisines and the spices.
Yeah, and the retail line, that's doing well, isn't it?
The retail line is doing well. I'll be honest with you, it's not completely out of the weeds. I mean, this is a bigger project. Uh-huh. You know, and I always tell people that, like, you know, starting with the retail line is like going out and buying like a four-bedroom house, you know, and saying my one child is going to live here and I'm going to have this as a master bedroom and my second child is going to live here and my third child is going to live there and this is what I'm going to do. But you actually haven't even met the woman of your dreams yet.
Yeah.
You know, so we haven't even actually, you know, broken the sound barrier yet. Mm-hmm. We haven't even broken the break-even point yet.
Now, will there be a restaurant in Surrey? I read that somewhere.
My Shanti is opening probably another two and a half weeks from now.
I see.
Fully. It is in South Surrey.
Yeah.
And that's where we'll be doing more regional style of cooking.
And is that near the plant that you have?
Yes, it's like a 10-minute drive.
I see.
So it's not that far off.
Yeah. And you mentioned already the restaurant in Seattle.
Yes.
How's that doing?
Really good.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, it opened with a huge bang, with a huge wow factor. People just loved it. It was like the talk of the town. It was the busiest restaurant. And like anything else, you know, it slows down, starts to take a little breather. You know, when you sprint 100 meters, at the end of 100 meters, you need to take a little breather and slow down. So either you can do the marathon style of running, or you can do sprinting. And Shanix was sprinting for, you know, the first 6 months, and how it just slows down a little bit and then comes back on again slowly and steadily.
The restaurant business is difficult to begin with. What's the American experience like compared to the one that you're used to here in Canada?
Different demographics, different style of people. I mean, you know, from what I hear, because I don't go down to Shanik at all. It's actually is a Miru baby. Miru totally handles that completely.
Oh, I see.
With my CFO, with our CFO, O's. So that's a different, completely a different leg or arm of the company in that sense. And I think the way I hear from Miru and what I hear from O's as well, that where they are in South Lake Union, you know, it's a different demographics. There's a lot of Indians over there. There's a lot of First Generation Indians. There's a lot of mixed people there, so it takes a while to figure out. I mean, do you really think Rangoli, I would never say Rangoli took probably 3 years to stand on its own feet. The first 3 years, we were barely breaking even. Like, we were just subsidizing it from Vidges. Mm. And Vidges barely took 3 years or 5 years before it stood and started making money. For the first 5 years, every penny that I made, I put it back into the business. You know, we drew a salary out of it, so it wasn't. And nothing just works overnight. I mean, the day, if it is successful from day one, it's too good to be true sometimes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's the thing about both you and Mayru, about reading up about you, watching you on television, is how hardworking you both are and how determined you are. I mean, what keeps you motivated?
What keeps us motivated? Hold on, Miru is again like a teleprompter. You know how Obama needs a teleprompter?
Yeah.
I have one. Her name is Miru. And that means I consider myself Obama.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Kidding. Keeps us motivated. You know what? At the end of the day, this is all I know. I love this work. I love the business. I love the juggle. I'm that kind of guy who stays at home and flips channels. You know, I don't golf. I don't know what I would do. If you gave me $50 million today and said, here's $50 million, just go and chill out. I think I would die. I think by the time I'm 60, I'll be gone because I would drive myself crazy. Yeah. I need that. If I don't have stress, I actually cause stress. That's why the funniest thing is the name of the restaurant in South Surrey is called My Shanti, which means my peace. And there's nothing peaceful about the physical look of it. It's like it's in your face.
Yeah. When you appear at Eat Vancouver, as you will, later, I understand this, by the way, this is the first time you'll be appearing there?
That is correct. Yeah. I mean, I did a long time ago. I think that's the first year of inception of Eat. I was part of that function at the time. And then at that time, it was a little too much. It was overwhelming. We were tired. And, you know, and at that time, the ticket sales and all that stuff was a little too much for us. And I didn't quite understand the concept. And then every year, it's been really, really busy. But this is the first time I'll be, like, doing that stage thing and being up there with, you know, with the rest of my peers, basically.
Yeah, it's a huge deal. I mean, just a lot of people go to that because of who appears on that Food Network stage. I'm sure you'll meet young people who are interested in going into the food business, whether it's cooking, whether it's managing a restaurant. I mean, what advice do you give young people who want to make a career in food?
Well, you know, it's funny. We were just, when we were, Meera and I were having lunch in our meeting, I was just telling her that the advice that I would give to a 20-year-old or an 18-year-old is that hone your skills in the best of the kitchens, learn, work hard, remain focused, and do not think. Do not go for any names as such. Go for whose kitchen you're working in. When I worked, I strategically planned of who I was going to work for. And if I, let's say I was working for John Bishop, I got into John's restaurant by working a lunch shift. And I was a manager of other restaurants before. But all he had was a serving position at Bishop's. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'll take it. And he was like, are you sure? I said, I'll take it. Why? Because I knew that once I got myself in that door, I would be able to creep up, you know, the ladder, basically, slowly. I need to be planted. You know, if you look at a crawler, it doesn't start crawling from somewhere else. It needs to be planted somewhere. But once the roots are dug in, then, man, it can climb any heights. And that's what we did, or that's what I did.
Yeah. And I understand you also have more than 100 people working for you now at the various branches of your business.
140.
Now, I understand a lot of them have been with you for a number of years, right?
I would say 85% of the people have been retained with us for over 15 years.
What do you look for when you're hiring people?
Just that if they are loyal, they're going to be loyal. Mm-hmm. And their sheer attitude and hard work. And Meera and I are, you know, look at people sometimes. I mean, we sometimes disagree on things.
Yeah.
But, you know, she interviews them, I interview them. And mostly just by being who we are and just being nice to people, you know, people want to stick around.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to work for somebody who's not a happy camper.
And so you'll be on Dragon's Den. You'll continue with these various Food Network shows as well, right?
Yes, I will totally continue with all these things. I mean, it would be a time commitment.
Yeah.
Because you understand, going to Toronto is not easy. So every time you do Chopped, you have to be away for 5.5 weeks. You know, you do Dragon's, you're away for like almost a month, right? You do Recipe to Riches, it's 5.5 weeks. I mean, that's three and a half, four months a year spent in Toronto, away from your own restaurants, and on top of it, the other things that I end up doing in Toronto while there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, last year I actually spent way more time in Toronto than in my own city called Vancouver.
Yeah. But do you enjoy the work, though?
I'd love it. Absolutely love it. Oh, my God. My favorite thing, I just absolutely love it. I love the fact that I have 3 balls in the air and I'm ready to take on. I really do. I feel like a joker in a circus. I want to be the crazy running around, you know, making people laugh, being silly, being goofy, and still being on circus and still doing acrobats all the time. And it doesn't bother, I don't care if I fail or fall or don't. something that hurts or doesn't matter, it's like, okay, well, we'll figure it out.
But Vancouver remains home. It remains a special
Vancouver
place.
Vancouver will always be my home. I cannot. One thing you cannot do is forget your humble beginnings, and Vancouver has given us the platform to be where we are. So Vancouver is home, that's for sure.
It's been such a pleasure talking to you today, Vij. Vikram, everyone calls you Vij, I guess, don't they?
I think it's. I've actually called more Vij than I'm called Vikram.
Are you? Yeah. Well, say hi to Mehru, would you?
I will let her know that for sure.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure, Joseph. Thank you. Bye-bye.
The website for more, eat-vancouver.com and vidges.ca. Eat Vancouver is May 30th to June 1st at BC Place Stadium. Vikram Vij joined me on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Plunto.